Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers, welcome to Madani Channel's program Bounties and Gratitude. In the previous episode, we discussed the bounty of the Holy Quran, how it is a magnificent bounty for humans, and what responsibilities come with receiving such a bounty. Dear viewers, today we'll speak about the greatest bounty, the very one by whose virtue we receive the Holy Quran. Had it not been for him, nothing would have existed. I mean, today we will learn how the Messenger of Allah Almighty, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the greatest of all bounties, and how every other bounty is received through his blessings. Subhanallah, today's topic is truly a beautiful one. Let's begin by listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever faces a difficulty should send abundant durood upon me, for indeed sending durood upon me removes troubles and calamities." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, this program is about the countless bounties that Allah Almighty has granted to humans. Today, we will speak about the greatest bounty, the one through whom all other bounties have been granted to us. That blessed personality is none other than the beloved Prophet of Allah Almighty, the mercy for all the worlds, the final Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, there is no greater bounty than his noble presence. His blessed being is the center of attention for the entire universe and the source of all bounties. Without a doubt, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a magnificent bounty for us. Allah Almighty has expressed this bounty in the Holy Quran in the following words: لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Translation from Kanzu Irfan: indeed, Allah bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent to them a messenger from among them. In Arabi, the word minnat refers to a great and immense bounty. It means that Allah Almighty bestowed a tremendous favor by granting us His greatest messenger. The blessed personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the supreme bounty, not only because of his unmatched excellence, but also because Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran never expressed a favor upon mentioning other bounties. However, when mentioning the bounty of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty explicitly described it as a special favor. Moreover, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been declared a supreme bounty for all of humanity and for all of creation. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Muhammadun ni'matullah, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the bounty of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam is that greatest bounty and divine favor which Allah Almighty has praised in the Holy Quran. It is proclaimed in the Holy Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Translation from Kanzu Irfan: say, only with the grace of Allah and His mercy they should rejoice. This is better than that which they amass. It is stated in the commentary Siratul Jinan what is meant by Allah's favor and mercy in this verse. Commentators of the Quran have mentioned various interpretations. Some scholars have said Allah's favor refers to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and His mercy refers to the Holy Quran. Others have stated that the Quran is Allah's favor, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His mercy. And even if, for argument's sake, the favor and mercy do not exclusively refer to the blessed personality of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in this verse, there is no doubt that in a separate and clear sense, the Messenger of Allah Almighty is indeed the greatest favor and mercy from Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has commanded us to rejoice over this mercy and favor. From this, we understand that the Holy Prophet ﷺ is a tremendous bounty and divine favor from Allah Almighty. We should express joy upon receiving this bounty. Meaning, we should celebrate and express happiness over the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Alhamdulillah, this has been the way of the holy companions, the pious predecessors, and the devotees of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. They would celebrate the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet ﷺ by mentioning his noble qualities and beautiful characteristics. Celebrating Maulid carries great reward and blessings. In this regard, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith al-Dahlavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, the reward for those who celebrate the night of the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that by the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, they will be admitted into Jannatul Na'im. Muslims have always held gatherings of Maulid. Out of joy for the blessed birth, they host feasts, prepare meals, give generously in charity, express great happiness, spend freely, they wholeheartedly honor the occasion of the Prophet's noble birth. They decorate their homes and make special arrangements to remember and speak about his blessed arrival. And through the blessings of these noble actions, Allah Almighty's mercy descends upon them. Indeed, it is a sign of true love for the Holy Prophet ﷺ to express joy on the occasion of his blessed birth. This should be done with the intention that Allah Almighty, on this magnificent day, honored us with an extraordinary bounty and elevated the status of humanity through it. This expression of happiness is also a way of showing gratitude for such a great bounty. Even if we were to spend our entire lives thanking Allah Almighty in His court for the blessed existence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would still fall short. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Allah's favor, his mercy, and his greatest gift. Another reason is that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has shown such immense kindness to humanity that his favors can never be forgotten. Sayyiduna Imam Ibrahim bin Ahmad, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, if on the night of the Holy Prophet's blessed birth, all of creation were to stand on their heads in gratitude and continue to thank the Messenger of Allah Almighty, who is a tremendous bounty from Allah Almighty, even then they would not be able to thank Him for even one-tenth of what is due. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, we have heard that the blessed existence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all bounties from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty granted His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a magnificent bounty. He also made Him the very first of creation and the reason for the creation of the entire universe. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu once asked about the first thing Allah Almighty created. In response, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described his own radiant essence in these words, O Jabir, Allah Almighty created the light of your Prophet before He created anything else in the universe. This means that the very first creation of Allah Almighty was the blessed being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His noble being is also the reason behind the creation of the universe itself. Allah Almighty made Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the center and focus of all bounties. Meaning this world and every bounty within it is granted through His virtue. Had it not been for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty would not have created these bounties either. A hadith Qudsi says, O beloved, had it not been for you, I would not have created the heavens, the earth, jinns and the angels. This narration is mentioned in Al-Mawahib al-Ladunya, where Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam appeared in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And respectfully said, your Lord says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْتُ الدُّنْيَا وَأَهْلَهَا لَأُعَرِّفَهُمْ كَرَامَتَكَ وَمَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدِي وَلَوْلَاكَ مَا خَلَقْتُ الدُّنْيَا. Meaning, indeed, I created the world and all within it, so that, O beloved, I would show them the honor and status you hold in my court. Had it not been for you, I would not have created the world at all. Imam al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad al-Zakhan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, Allah Almighty created the entire universe for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing would have come into existence. Thus, the entire world was created by the Lord through the medium of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by his virtue. It is clear that Allah Almighty created this vast universe filled with countless stars and planets solely for his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sharfuddin Muhammad bin Sa'id Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says in his famous composition Qasida Burda, وَكَيْفَ تَدْعُوا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا ضَرُورَةُ مَنْ لَوْلَا لَمْ تَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْعَدَمِ. Meaning, how can the needs of this world call upon that blessed being, as had it not been for him, the world would have not come into existence from nothing. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were not the medium, nothing would exist here. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says in Hadai ki Bakhshish, wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. Viewers, today we are discussing that great bounty through whose grace this universe was created. Through this bounty, all these bounties were granted, and we were brought into this world. So, why not highlight his greatness even more? This way, the greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the greatest bounty and the source of all bounties through him sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be further emphasized. Viewers, Allah Almighty made the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the reason for the creation of the entire universe. He sent various prophets to reform the people in this world. Among them, someone is Allah Safih, someone is Khalil, someone is Kaleem, and someone is Masih. However, the one who was made the beloved and elevated to the rank of supreme belovedness is none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Translation comes from Irfan, dear beloved Prophet, by your life, indeed they are blindly wandering in their intoxication. In this verse, Allah Almighty is addressing his beloved Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, no creature of Allah Almighty has the honor and sanctity in the divine court like the pure soul of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Almighty has sworn by the life of no one except the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This status belongs only to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this oath, Allah Almighty proclaimed, indeed, they are blindly wandering in their intoxication. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala says, O Muslim, this great status has been granted to none other than the beloved one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Holy Quran swore by his city, his words, his era, and his life. Yes, O Muslim, these are the true meanings of the supreme belovedness. Ibn al-Maghadiyya narrates in his commentary from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Allah Almighty has never sworn an oath by anyone's life except that of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the verse, La'amruka, he said, by your life, O Muhammad. Viewers, in this world, Allah Almighty granted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the highest rank of divine love, mahbubiyatul kubra, and on the day of judgment, he will be blessed with a station so magnificent that its promise was already made to him in this very world, as the Holy Quran says, "Asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda." Translation from Kanzur Irfan, soon your Lord will elevate you upon a station where all will praise you. This verse mentions Maqam Mahmud, and Maqam Mahmud refers to the station of intercession. On that day, all of creation, from the first to the last, will praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, that someone asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is Maqam Mahmud? He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, replied, it is intercession. Viewers, this is the grand intercession that will take place on the Day of Judgment. On that day, when every soul will be overwhelmed with concern for itself, even the noble prophets and angels will remain silent. In that moment of unimaginable fear and awe, every eye will turn towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in hope. All of creation will witness the scene that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will fall into prostration in the court of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty will command, Ya Muhammadu, irfa' ra'sak, wa qul tusma' wa sal tu'ta, wa shfa' tushfa'. Meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, raise your head, speak, you will be heard. Ask, you will be granted. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. At that moment, the voices of praise for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will rise from all of creation, from the first to the last. Friends and foes, supporters and opponents will all come to believe in the unparalleled superiority and supreme leadership of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers, it becomes clear how Allah Almighty has honored the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the highest and most majestic ranks. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first of all creation, the very reason for the creation of the universe, granted the exalted status of supreme beloved in this world, and on the Day of Judgment, he will be raised to the station of praise, which is the rank of the grand intercession. All of these unparalleled virtues and honors testify that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the divine favor, the divine mercy, and the greatest bounty of Allah Almighty. Everything in this universe, the shining sun, the glowing moon, the twinkling stars, towering mountains, vast deserts, the seas and lands, roaring rivers and surging oceans, thundering clouds, the earth and skies, paradise and hell, the animals that walk the earth and the birds that fly, every human being and every form of creation, all of it has been created through the blessing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every type of bounty we enjoy is granted to us through the mercy of the Messenger of Allah Almighty. What bounty is there that we did not receive through his means? Even our very faith is a gift of his noble being. The Holy Quran itself was granted to us through him. Even Allah Almighty revealed his lordship only because of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he had not created the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would not have manifested his existence as the Lord and Creator. A poet beautifully said, Iman mila unke sadqe, Quran mila unke sadqe, Rahman mila unke sadqe, wo kya hai jo humne paya nahi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Viewers, we have heard that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest of all bounties. We've also heard that every bounty we enjoy is in reality through the virtue and means of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Moreover, not only are these bounties granted through him, but the responsibility of distributing these bounties has also been entrusted to him by Allah Almighty. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's greatest representative in this universe. If all bounties are given through the virtue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it follows that he is also the distributor of those bounties. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam himself says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمْ وَاللَّهُ يُعْتِي. Meaning, I am the one who distributes and it is Allah who grants. Mufti Ahmad Yarqa Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala explains, from this we learn that all the bounties of this world and the hereafter, whether knowledge, faith, wealth, children, or anything else, are granted by Allah Almighty. But they are distributed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever anyone receives, he receives it through the blessed hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no limitation in Allah's giving, nor is there any restriction in the Prophet's distribution. Therefore, the notion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only distributes knowledge is incorrect. Because if that were true, it would imply that Allah Almighty also grants only knowledge, which is certainly not the case. رَبْ هَي مُعْتِي يِهِ قَاسِمْ رِزْقُ اسْكَاهِ كِلَاتِ يِهِ. Viewers, Allah Almighty has granted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complete authority. Now, it is entirely up to him. He may give as much as he wills to whomever he chooses. Allah Almighty has entrusted him with the keys to the treasures of the earth. As mentioned in a hadith from Bukhari, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Baina ana na'imun utitu bimafatihi khaza'in al-ard fawudi'at fi yadi." Meaning, I was asleep when the keys to all treasures of the earth were brought and placed in my hand. The commentators of Bukhari, Alama Qustalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the hidden secret in the center through which Allah's commands are executed. Therefore, everything is transferred through him and every command is enforced through him. The great muhaddith of the 10th century, Hafiz ibn Hajar Haytami Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the supreme representative of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has placed the treasures of His generosity and the banquet of His bounties in the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam may grant to whomever he wills, whatever he wills. It becomes clear that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the supreme representative of Allah Almighty and the distributor of divine bounties. Every bounty we enjoy is granted to us through the grace of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gives to whomever he wills. If we were to explore the full scope of the Prophet's divine authority, this episode would become quite lengthy. So instead, let us listen to just a few incidents that show how, during his blessed life, the distributor of bounties, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bestowed remarkable bounties upon his followers by the will of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I hear many ahadith from you, but I tend to forget them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, spread your shawl. So I spread it out. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam then placed something into it with his blessed hand and said, now hold it close to your chest. I followed his instruction. And after that, my memory became so strong that I never forgot anything again. Maliki konene hai, go paas kuch rakhte nahi, do jahan ki ne'mate hai, unki khali haath mein. Viewers, the distributor of divine bounties sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted so many favors and bounties during his blessed worldly life that entire books have been written about his generosity and authority. Even after his apparent departure from this world, the blessings and bounties from his court continue to flow. Whoever approaches his sacred court with sincerity and firm belief still receives what he asks for. During his lifetime, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never scolded anyone, nor sent anyone away empty-handed. Even today, no true seeker returns empty-handed from his court. Let us now listen to a heartwarming account of the blessings and bounties from the distributor of bounties sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had a precious pen that he dedicated solely for writing his commentary of the Holy Quran, and he would not use it for any other writing or work. Recalling the story, he himself says, while in Madinatul Munawwara, I saw a beautiful, expensive pen in a shop that I liked very much. A deep desire arose in my heart to own it, but due to its high price, I could not afford it and quietly walked away. However, the thought kept returning to my heart. I have been blessed with the opportunity to visit the sacred court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this pen were to be gifted to me from that very blessed court, it would be a mercy upon mercy. Perhaps that very day or the next, after offering Salatul Zuhr in Masjidul Nabawi Sharif, I had just finished when a gentleman came to meet me. Reaching into his pocket, he said, I have brought a gift for you. As he pulled out the gift and placed it in front of me, I looked, and to my amazement, it was the exact precious pen I had longed for. I had not mentioned it to anyone. At that moment, I was fully convinced that my request had been heard in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why I had received exactly what I desired. After that, he said, I have now dedicated this pen solely for writing commentary. And at the beginning of the notebook used for this commentary, I have written these couplets, Hort mere hai, magar in pe karam hai tera, ungriya meri hai, par in me kalam hai tera. He further states, whenever I sit down to write with this pen, such profound topics and insights come to mind that I myself am left amazed. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Viewers, so far, we've presented episodes on various types of bounties. And alhamdulillah, today we heard about that most blessed personality who is the greatest bounty of all. Every bounty is granted through his means, and he is the distributor of these bounties. We must be immensely grateful to Allah Almighty for this greatest blessing that He made us followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the reason for the creation of the entire universe, the beloved of Allah Almighty, the greatest Khalifa, the one honored with the station of praise, and the distributor of bounties. Indeed, being an ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is itself a great bounty. How can we truly express gratitude for this bounty? Inshallah, we will have the honor of discussing this topic in our next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.